This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 675, Ricardo's Rad IELTS Scores of 8s and 7.5s.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Have a conversation with Ricardo today, a Three Keys Stellar student, and get tips for naturally impressive English and test day success.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. As promised, you are going to hear from real Three Keys student Ricardo today because he just got an overall 7.5, and you are going to find out how he prepared for that and what he did on test day that helped him get those scores. But let me tell you, this is not your average conversation episode because Ricardo and I actually had a fantastic conversation last week, but for some reason, the file didn't record correctly on his side. So instead, he just recorded again some of his answers to the questions that I sent him. And so you are going to hear clips from Ricardo today. All right. So this is a special episode. Okay, so guys, let me tell you who Ricardo is first. He is from Spain, but he lives in China, and he teaches English and Spanish. So he does have a lot of friends that speak English, right? Like other expats. Huge expat community that teaches English over in China and Taiwan, Japan, Korea. So he does speak English with friends, of course, but he still needed a course to pass IELTS because the English you speak with your friends, that is not what happens on IELTS. It's not the same language. Okay, it is, but it's not the same English, all right? So he actually took the test 10 years ago, so a decade ago. Let's not even count that. So his most recent test was really his first test, right? In 10 years, we could say it was his first test, and he got an overall 7.5. So let's hear straight from Ricardo about his amazing scores.
My recent scores were 7.5 for reading and speaking, 8 for listening, and 6.5 for writing. So a total score of 7.5.
Okay, fantastic. So amazing. I mean, that 8 in listening, that is crazy. So I remember from our conversation that he does like to listen to podcasts. He reads a lot. He speaks English with his friends. But he said that he still couldn't have gotten that overall 7.5 without the Three Keys study plan. So he lives abroad, he's an adult, he works a lot, you know, and what he liked about Three Keys IELTS, one of the things, was the independence that it gave him as a learner. He loved the study plan. He said that the structure it gave him, telling him exactly what to do every day so he wouldn't get lost while he's preparing for IELTS, he says that is what prepared him to get such high scores. Okay. So let's hear a little bit about Ricardo, about what he, a little bit from Ricardo, about more specifically, what did he like from the study plan? So guys, these are things that you should be including in your own study plans. All right, Ricardo, take it away.
What I like about the course is the amount of materials and resources that it offers to the students, and you can use way after you finish the course if you really like to improve your English. And I don't know, like in my case, you girls really got me into reading newspapers. Now I know a lot about American politics, for example. Not like I really like politics, but I don't know, I try to read things like all type of topics. So I end up reading things about Trump because I think it's really, I don't know, it's everywhere. I guess it's impossible not to read about Trump.
I love how that sort of devolved into noticing that everything is about Trump. Yeah, let's not get into that. I mean, I agree. That's why I don't take in the news anymore. Guys, there are other options. Newspapers are fantastic, but remember, we're not reading the newspaper just for front page politics, all right? I'm so glad that our study plan has helped Ricardo discover ways he wants to continue learning English. And I mean, yes, our course is geared towards helping you pass IELTS, but one of the side benefits that I personally am infatuated with is that it encourages you to like English, to want to experience the world in English, not just for IELTS, but for your future. So I love that he is now a newspaper fan. That's fantastic. But guys, I want to tell you, you don't just read about politics, right? You need to be reading from different sections of the newspaper, lifestyle, technology, health, opinion, right? You guys need to be getting this wide variety of topics, okay? So yeah, so that's awesome. I love the resources we provide in our study plan. So let's get to some advice for you guys about what to do on test day, okay? So Ricardo worked really hard. He did everything on the study plan. It paid off. He got that 7.5, and he has some advice for you guys for test day. So let's listen to Ricardo again.
Well, if I had to give them any piece of advice, I just would tell them, like, I don't know, guys, try your best. Don't worry the day of the exam. Just be relaxed. It's not the end of the world. And I don't know, enjoy the experience. I don't know if this might help a lot, but I tried to do meditation, and that's what I did the day of the exam in the morning. I woke up and I had a nice breakfast, and I did like 10 minutes meditation to clear my mind. And I don't know, that's what I did.
Okay, I love it. I love that he is just, he's kind of nonchalant about it. He's like, just try your best, you guys. It's not the end of the world. I like that approach. I really love it. Like, don't feel like this is everything. IELTS doesn't have to be, you know, it's not life and death here, guys. And I know how important it is, right? I know that this could be the one thing that's standing in the way of you immigrating, of you going to the university you want to. I realize that. I realize what a big deal this is. And that's why it is so important, you guys, to invest in a plan and a course that helps you get those scores. So remember, guys, that 3Keys is guaranteed to increase your IELTS scores. So definitely check out the course, you guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic, and that's the whole course, or go to allearsenglish.com/coach. And that's how you get the personal coaching classes with me as well. And just as a final note, you guys, Ricardo mentions meditation, how he meditated for 10 minutes before his exam. You guys have heard Lindsay and I and other students talk about the benefits of not only meditating on the morning of test day, but throughout your preparation process. I really think it's so important, you guys, to include this. Put it in your study plans. Meditate for 5 minutes to 10 minutes. That's all you need, really. 5 to 10 minutes. And not every day. I don't meditate every day. I try, but I don't. But, you know, 3 or 4 days a week. So definitely put that in your study plan, you guys. So that way, when you do wake up for the morning of the exam, you are comfortable meditating. You can clear your mind and sit still for 10 minutes and really prepare yourself to do your best on test day. Because it is a big deal, right? And of course, you're going to be nervous. That is totally natural, but we want to control what we can. So definitely, like Ricardo says, practice meditation and do that the morning of your exam. All right. So one last big shout out and congratulations to Ricardo. Thank you so much for recording those clips to share your experience with our students today. And guys, remember, get into 3 Keys IELTS. It's what helped Ricardo and it can also help you. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. All right, guys, I hope you're having a wonderful day and I will see you in the next episode. It will be a regular normal one. All right, guys, see ya.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.